Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, did you get some radical new hair procedure, or are you wearing a wig?
Why? Is it noticeable?
Yeah. You went from having very little hair to a big mop of curly brown locks.
Yeah, it's a wig, Jim. I was just feeling so John Mayer that I had to do something.
All right, Patrick, we are going to celebrate the interns today. We try to celebrate them every day in some small way, but...
That's right.
Because the show wouldn't exist without the interns.
It's
not possible.
The massive
contributions of the interns, yeah.
Yeah, totally not possible. I mean, it's an intricate structure at this point. And if you pull out one intern peg... The whole thing
collapses. Yeah. Like Jenga, right?
That's right. Drunken Jenga. Yep.
That's right. So
we've all been there.
That's right. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And so speaking of the interns, today is the day once a month where we feature their new music picks. In this case, would be songs that came out in July.
Yep.
Songs or albums from July. And we're also going to celebrate a new intern. Who's part of this whole thing, right?
Man, so
that's very
exciting. Yeah, so happy about this. Yeah.
Yep. All right, so intern Matt, just so you know, intern Matt decided he didn't really have a new music pick this month, so he's sitting this one out, which
cool.
is fair. You know,
it happens. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're still, with the addition of intern Jason, we still have four songs we're going to do today. All right?
Okay.
And it's always first come, first serve, which means first up is intern Sam.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, fellow listeners, and interns Mary, Sammy, and Matt, and welcome to the squad, intern Jason. This is intern Sam with my July 2021 new music pick. The record that I was so excited for last month was Sob Rock by John Mayer. This is Mayer's eighth studio album after a series of EPs and an album under the same name titled The Search for Everything, which was released back in 2017. I was very impressed with Sob Rock. It's probably Mayer's third strongest album. If I had to rank his top three, it would go something like this. 2003's Heavier Things at number 1, which was the album that introduced me to Mayer when I was only in 3rd grade, 2001's Room for Squares at number 2, and at number 3, Sob Rock. This album made me feel like I was being reintroduced to the artist 18 years later. The record hits on a theme that we've seen a lot of music take over this last year, loneliness, and he blends that theme with sounds of the late 80s. That sound is displayed prominently with such personnel like legendary traveling keyboardist Greg Filligaines. If that name rings a bell, Filligaines had a solo album back in 1984 called Pulse, featuring songs written by Steely Dan's Donald Fagen and Michael Jackson, to name a few. He also traveled with plenty of superstars on tour in addition to being a studio musician. Alright, now back to Sob Rock. This album surprised me after many years of misses by Mayer, and a handful of hits here and there. It's easy listening, and an album that I think everyone should hear. Well, that's going to do it for me. Thank you all so much for listening. Be safe, and keep rocking the suburbs. I'm the boy in your other phone, letting up inside your drawer at home, all alone, pushing 40 in the friend zone. We talking and you walk away every day. Oh, you don't think twice about me. And maybe you're right to doubt me, but if you give me just one night, you're gonna see me in a new light. Yeah, if you give me just one night to meet you underneath the moonlight. Oh, I wanna take two, I wanna break through, I wanna know the real thing about you, so I can see you in a new light.
Okay, I'm getting real yacht rock vibes out of that song.
Yeah, totally. I guess what I really have to say is Sam was in 3rd grade when
yes.
he first heard John Mayer. I'm so old, I can't
yes.
even stand it.
Yes. I know. That's wonderful. I love that.
Help me, Lord.
So take a look here on the Zoom, Patrick, and do you see the album cover art? there.
I do. Yeah, it's got the nice price sticker.
He's got the nice price sticker. Yeah, yes.
That's nice. Yeah.
I do like that touch. And then the whole thing, the sort of the fonts and the like the photo with the sunlight coming through the window there and everything. He's leaning into the you know, the vibe he's going for, right?
That's so right.
I gotta appreciate that. He knows what he's doing, right?
So without a doubt. Yeah, it's very mid-period Steve Forbit. It's really good.
It's really good. That song we played was called New Light. And, you know, it's funny. John Muir, I don't know. You know, he started off as this just sort of light pop star. And I guess he's still embracing that, you know, or at least he understands that's where his, you know, his bread is buttered, right? But he does this whole stuff with Dead and Company, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
fascinating.
Right?
Yeah, totally fascinating. And it's not like he... you know, goes out there and sort of, you know, mimics it. Like, he actually feels his part in playing some of Jerry's solos and some of those guitar parts. So,
yeah,
it's pretty amazing. Yeah, he really has that depth in him. Yeah.
Yeah, the Dead fans seem to really have embraced him. So,
without a doubt.
So.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
interesting.
He's got a full head of hair. We love that.
There's that.
So,
yeah. Okay, so next up is intern Mary.
Guten Tag, Suburbs Pod. Intern Mary here with my July pick of the month. This month, I've chosen an album from an artist I haven't really followed much since the early 2010s. Willow Smith released her fourth solo album, Lately I Feel Everything, and it's really nice to listen to. It's perfectly angsty, and sometimes that's all you need. I'd check out the song Lipstick or Transparent Soul. I hope everyone is staying safe out there. Keep rocking the suburbs.
Okay, that's Willow, who is Willow Smith, and I don't know much about her other than she's the daughter of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yep.
And but I did read recently, I haven't really explored her music, but I did read recently that she's really into like hard rock and stuff. So maybe I should be listening to more Willow. I don't know.
There it is. And one thing I'd like to say too, Jim, about Mary's pick, and thank you, Mary, as always, for all you do. You know, when you lose touch with an artist, you know, she mentioned like losing touch, right?
Right.
Sometimes, you know, even on new music, right? You get somebody, it's coming in like, wow, this is a great new song. Like, love this band. Could be a first album or whatever. And then you sort of, I don't know, maybe you don't keep up, right? But you shouldn't give up on that initial spark that you feel when you hear something. And, you know, that sounded great to me. And I love that sentiment from Mary that, yes. You know, if something really touches you at the beginning, stay with it. You know, keep checking in on it at least.
Yeah. Agreed.
Totally. Yeah.
One other thing that's very exciting about Mary's call is this continues the trend of people calling from vehicles, different types of transport.
That's right.
She was on a train.
Nice.
In Germany. Hence the Guten Tag opening. She was on a train in Germany. She recorded that message for us.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, who's going to beat that, right?
That's going to be hard.
Yeah. All right. But we welcome it. This is the challenge for people. We want the more unusual location for your message, the better, right? So, you know, keep it coming, right? All right.
I'm calling from Portman Road, watching Ipswich Town. Yeah.
There you go. So anything. Yeah, that's what we want. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see. We have intern Jason now.
Sweet.
The new music debut here for intern Jason Pei.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, intern Sam, Matt, Mary, and Sammy, and listeners of Suburbs Pod. This is intern Jason coming at you with my July new music pick. And I have chosen Billie Eilish's album Happier Than Ever, which is her follow-up to her debut When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And a lot of this album feels like it's coming from someone who's kind of grappling with being an international pop sensation and struggling with paparazzi, stardom, and keeping her private and public life separate. I think Billie does an amazing job trying to follow up. Along with her brother/producer Phineas, they opt for a more minimalistic, stripped-down approach to the production. This is especially evident on the first song, Getting Older, where Billie bares her soul over a very simplistic, repetitive synth beat. And I think this is indicative of someone who's a little more mature, more confident, and doesn't have anything left to prove. It's clear that Billie can show musical restraint while still having fun, like on the song Lost Cause, which is on constant rotation for me, and I think it's a bop, as the kids say. Yeah, I think it's a very interesting album, especially if you've been following Billie over the past couple of years. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Hope everyone's staying safe out there, and keep rocking the suburbs. Bye.
Something's in the air right now, like I'm losing track of time. Like I don't really care right now, but maybe that's fine. You weren't even there that day, I was waiting on you. I wonder if you were aware that day was the last straw for me. And I know I sent you flowers, did you even care? You ran the shower and left them by the stairs. Thought you had it together, but damn, I was wrong. You were nothing but a lost cause. This ain't nothing like it once was. I know you think you're such an outlaw, but you got no job. You ain't nothing but a lost cause. And this ain't nothing like it once was. I know you think you're such an outlaw, but you got no job. I used to think you were shy.
All right, Billie Eilish, Lost Cause. And thanks to Jason.
Yeah.
For joining the group and calling in, getting involved. It's wonderful.
I got to tell you, man, we had many applicants for our intern position, not to brag in any way. I'm just saying it was very, we were really happy that people were interested in being a part of this. And, you know, when I looked at Jason's experience and resume and all that, I was like, this guy needs to be a part of this because he's just kind of one of us. And I love that. he picked that gym, and also that he said the experience, the reality of being a international pop star, right? International mm-hmm. celebrity. We've seen it, you know, over the Olympics and all that, and it's very difficult now, right? It's not like it used to be, right? You have to constantly manage every single movement, like every single flick of your eyebrow. And what I liked about that record was that it seemed very intimate, right? And it seemed very, like, confessional. And yeah. I liked that a lot. Yeah. It seemed immediate. Like, it didn't seem fake or produced or, you know, manufactured. Like, she's really trying to talk to the people that really dig her shit. So it's great. Yeah.
Well, you know, I can relate to the struggles of being an international star.
Of course. Yeah, we all
I'm
can.
I'm sure you can, too. So... This is perfect for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. We love having Jason on. So thanks very much. And, you know, he nailed it right away.
He's great. Yeah. Okay. He's great.
All right. Now, intern Sammy, Samantha Reed.
Right on.
Hello, Rock in the Suburbs community, fellow interns Mary, Matt, and Sam. And welcome, intern Jason. And of course, Jim and Patrick. This is intern Sammy with my July new music pick, and this month I picked Orla Gartland's song Zombie off of her new EP You're Not Special Babe. And it's this song, well, the EP is about like navigating your 20s and how it's basically chaos, but everything kind of generally turns out for the best in the end. And the song Zombies is about kind of repressing emotion and specifically the societal expectations on men and how they are told to repress their emotions and not express them. And it's this really heavy subject matter and a really poppy, fun song. So enjoy!
All the damn time, you go quiet and you fight it. You don't know how to feel. All of this rage in your hand, passed on down from your old man, and now somehow it's my fault. Oh, who is this monster on the phone? Jacked up on your testosterone.
Okay, I was not familiar with Orla Gartland, but I need to be. I love that.
Totally. It was great. It was like a great punk record. Yeah, loved it. Like, yeah, really, really good. Like, wired up, tense, and expressing all the fears and emotions and problems and not going to take it anymore. And
wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Just incredible energy to that. And then her voice kind of reminds me of Kate Bush.
Yeah. Yeah. You can definitely see that, Jim. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
And that's not an a usual thing.
No.
To have
no.
that kind of range. Yeah.
No, totally. Not at all. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. Great pick.
Yeah.
All right, before we go, I got to get back to one thing I was just thinking about when we were talking about Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
So, remember some time ago in my basement here, we recorded an episode about James Bond theme song.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I remember that. Yeah.
And it was like we were in the basement. It was you and me, and I want to say Rob Gates was here.
Gates and Kevin Goff. Believe. Yep.
Yeah. And maybe somebody else. But anyway, we were talking about because at that point Billie Eilish had just released the song for the next James Bond movie.
Right.
So we played that, and then we talked about Bond movies and so on and so forth. So that would have been pre-pandemic because we were all together.
Yeah,
in the basement, right? That's song that she recorded, that movie. That movie still has not come out.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
They keep delaying it because of the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that funny? Because that feels like it was 10 years ago by this point that we recorded that.
They've already filmed 3 new Bond movies.
That movie's still not out that she did that song for, and they made a big deal out of. I think it was supposed to come out, you know, like that summer of 2020.
Well, I think like that
May or something, and, you know, it just they keep pushing it off.
Right. Yeah, pretty much says the song's better than the movie.
Yeah, so I don't know. Crazy. Okay.
Yeah,
that's nuts. All right. That was great. Thank you very much to the interns. Thanks for all you do, and then we're happy
to
have
you guys. Thanks, Jason, Sammy, Mary, Sam, all you guys.
Yes. We're so happy to have you contribute in this way. It's wonderful.
Yep.
Okay. Now, next week we'll have listener new music picks.
Looking forward to it.
All right?
Yep.
All right, I better sort through those. All right, I got a whole weekend to figure it out. All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all later.
Basically chaos, but everything kind of generally turns out for the best in the end.